It was just after the morning rush. And when I say rush, I mean four regular old men that came to eat for a couple of hours every morning, and my mom was leaving shortly to take the kids to the dentist. We had Coda, who was 6 years older than me, Kent, who was 14, finally there was Anders, our little baby doll, at 7. There was also Calliope, who was now 18. She hated my guts, and it pissed me off to think about her, so I tried to do that as little as possible. My mom was all alone now since Dad died a few years ago, and we were all on the struggle bus. Though, just saying, we were on the struggle bus well before our dad died. I had two very different, but still absentee, parents. Dad had been the fun dad. He'd gone to work, a barely above minimum wage job, delivering tortillas to about 75 local Mexican restaurants in the area, and come home. He didn't clean, didn't fix things around the house, but he always made sports games, had time to throw a ball around in the backyard, and made sure to put a smile on your face. 2 years ago, I was in college taking computer courses, thinking that I was about to finally make a break for myself, get out of the hellhole of Dallas, and one day be able to afford more than ramen noodles and great value bread. Now, I was back to living with my mother, I'd dropped out of college, and I was struggling right along with her to make ends meet. I hadn't wanted to have to cover a mortgage for a house I never wanted to own. Yet here I was, working at a diner that I loathed with everything inside of me, losing clients left and right, and being a pseudo-mother to my two younger siblings, with a mother that was slowly falling apart.
She turned her back on the room and yanked a menu out of a woman's hand that was sitting nearest the door.
You're allowed to go now.
Well, I've never. The woman, dressed in spiked heels that did amazing things for her ass, clip-clopped out of the door. She's hot, Preacher announced. That she was. She was also a bit crazy. Then again, I seemed to lean toward the crazy. What did that say about me?
Yo.
The big man with the buzz cut said as he arrived. Definitely some type of military. I could spot them from a mile away since I was military myself.
We're gonna get you all to drink.
Dr. Pepper, I answered, my eyes once again trailing to the woman. She had her hair, which was so curly it appeared untamable, up on the top of her head with a couple of forks holding it in place. Forks. For real. Forks. Her t-shirt was tight. Her shorts were short. And she had the rattiest pair of running shoes I'd ever seen. I could even see her big toe, which wasn't covered in socks, through the hole at the tip of that shoe. But man, oh man, did she have some great legs. As in, they were the best things I'd ever seen in my life. Long, tan, toned.
Be right back,
the big man said, breaking me out of my contemplation of the woman's amazing features.
You've got a bit of drool there.
Cutter grinned as he pointed at his chin.